I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Joining us now from the Mully and Hall Show on 670 The Score, he is David Hall. Follow him on X at David Hall. David, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate you.
Sparky, it's nice to be with you. I think you should have all of those nice things on the last day of last weekday of your NFL season.
Yeah, maybe. Listen, I'm not going to say who I'm picking, but I don't have a ton of confidence going into this game. I don't have a ton of confidence going in for the Packers. But the one thing that's crazy about this is, obviously, I don't live in Chicago. I don't do sports talk radio in Chicago like you do. So you talk to way more people than I do that are Bears fans. But the Bears fans that I talk to in these parts, they're kind of like the Packer fans I talk to in these parts, which is, yeah, I don't know, maybe. Kind of feels 50-50. I don't feel like either fan base feels overly confident going into this game, David Hall.
Accurate. I think that's definitely the feel and vibe here in Chicago. There's tons of confidence coming out of Hallis Hall. The team, the coaches, everybody who's going to be on the field on Saturday night at Soldier Field feels a belief that has unified them all year, Sparky, and helped turn this thing around, honestly, because Ben Johnson's arrival has coincided with a lot of things, but the biggest thing that he has brought has been this sort of the power of his personality. Outside of that, there's a lot of apprehension. There's a lot of anxiety. And there are a lot of Bears fans that, frankly, are too well aware that it has been 15 years since they won a playoff game here.
It's been a long time. And your cohort up there, Spiegs, was on with Mason Crosby and Mitch Thunder Nellis. And before we came on from noon to two, and I heard him make the comparison to the Cubs 2015 season and saying that, hey man, that year they didn't get to the World Series, they got to the NLCS, it ended, but everybody was still happy because the Cubs were ahead of schedule, and then in 16 they won it. And then he pointed out, but do you know who they beat in the NLDS? They hated rival Cardinals. And he looks at this Bears team as kind of being in the same situation here to do the same type of thing where beat the Packers, and if you lose after that, so be it. You weren't supposed to be here anyhow. Everybody gets super excited. Do you agree with that sentiment of where the Bears are versus where the Cubs were at that point?
I think in the Chicago sports timeline, and you look at the recent history, I mean, you could make that argument. There's some factors that are similar. You know, you had Joe Maddon coming in and making a lot of change. You had Ben Johnson, who plays that role with the Bears. The NFL and Major League Baseball, I think, are very different. And you don't see the kind of turnaround in Major League Baseball that is as dramatic as what I think the Bears have done. The Bears lost 10 straight games last year. They cycled through offensive play callers. You know, I don't need to tell you up in Milwaukee how futility has been a brand of the Bears over the last decade or so. So that to me is maybe a little bit different because the Cubs, yeah, they had been down and they brought in Theo Epstein and then Joe Maddon. But I think that what Matt might have been referring to is that this feels like the Bears' success has been a little bit a year ahead of schedule, just like the Cubs in 2015, a year ahead of schedule. And anything that you accomplish in the playoffs a year ahead of schedule feels like bonus time. So in that way, I see the comparison.
You know, the other part about this, when we talk about both of these teams, I think it comes down to two aspects. I think it comes down to the ground game for the Chicago Bears, and I think it comes down to the turnover battle. I saw a stat that the Bears are like 1-5 or 1-4, something like that, in games they don't win the turnover battle this year, which obviously is good for the Packers, who can't catch a cold at this point with their secondary. Your thoughts, is it that easy for you as well?
Well, I think that the Bears have had remarkable success when they've had multiple turnovers. There's no doubt that the stats prove that out. The problem that I see in putting too much stock in these numbers that during playoff season is that how do you create them? And that, I think, is what creates the anxiety, is that, you know, if you look at, well, typically football says you create turnovers by attacking the quarterback and blitzing. And Jordan Love is going to eat up and carve up the blitz if you do it the wrong way, because we've seen that happen before. He was perfect against the blitz at Lambeau the first time these two teams played. So it's all about method. I don't know, Sparky, honestly, if there's a lot of confidence in the Bear defense right now, because they've got guys who can't cover in man coverage. They've got zones that are too soft, and they've got pass rushers that aren't in a hurry to get to the pocket. So right now, the Bear defense is its biggest liability. The problem that happened against the Lions, and the problem that could happen tomorrow night, is that if the offense isn't functioning at a high enough level, they can't play keep away, and they can't keep the opposing offense on the sidelines. The Bears function at their highest level when both running backs are getting the ball.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And they're moving the chains, and they're possessing the clock, and everything is keeping the defense off the field.
Exactly right. And that's where the concern is, I think, from a Packers fan standpoint, is can they slow those two guys down? They did a pretty good job in the first half of that last game, and then eventually they started to get tired and wear down, and that's when that Bears running game got going. The other thing that's been talked about is experience. It's been brought up to Matt LaFleur. I'm not sure if it's been brought up to Ben Johnson, but the Packers have experience in the playoffs. LaFleur has coached in it, obviously, a number of years. Jordan Love has played in it a couple of years. Ben Johnson's first time being a head coach in this situation. Caleb Williams' first playoff game. How much of a factor do you think that is?
I think it could be a big factor in game management down the stretch. I think Matt LaFleur has been there and done that. Ben Johnson, as much as he is somewhat revered in Chicago in season one, fact of the matter is he hasn't done that. And then playoff mistakes are more indelible than regular season mistakes. And until you get through your first playoff game blemish-free, you really haven't done that. So I believe that, to me, it's the Packers' pedigree versus the Bears' belief. And the Bears believe that Ben Johnson is a better coach, and he's the guy that has got the answers, and Caleb Williams is the franchise quarterback. But it's one thing in believing, and it's the other thing in doing. So, yeah, I mean, there's a healthy level of confidence. I think experience is something that does matter in the postseason. I tend to favor that when looking at teams and making decisions on who's going to do well and who isn't. And I think right now the Packers clearly have that advantage. Not all experience is good experience, and I think that's what the Bears are banking on, that Jordan Love will morph into the player that he was last year in the postseason and not the one who made his postseason debut carving up the Cowboys a couple years ago.
David Haw of Mully & Haw on 670 The Score. Follow him on X, David Haw. We talk about Caleb Williams. How has he changed under Ben Johnson, obviously in the positive, and what are the things you think he still needs to work on for next year?
He's become a detail guy. He's in command of the offense. He is this, one of these guys that is, you know, maybe came into the league as a little bit more smooth and cool and polished, and now he's a guy that will, you know, drill on the details. And I think it's been nice to see. It's as simple as describing, you're seeing somebody become a professional and a really good professional. Caleb Williams, you know, he handles interviews the right way. He's good with his teammates. He's terrific in the community. He's been a joy to cover, frankly. And, you know, you see this year under Ben Johnson, him just improve the little things. And I think he's gotten better in the clutch, and he gets a lot of attention for that. What can he do better? He can certainly be more accurate. He can hit the layups every quarterback needs to do. He can hit give his receivers the ball in stride. He can do a lot of the little things that still will come. But right now, in two seasons, I think that as much hype as he accompanied him into the NFL, he has met many of those expectations, and he has done it with a panache, if you will, because he's got a lot of style, but he also has a lot of substance.
David, the other part about this, too, I think, is the kicking game for both of these teams, because if the winds are going to be strong, I was hearing, 25-mile-an-hour winds or whatever going on at Soldier Field possibly tomorrow night. even though I like McManus and he's kicked a lot better here recently, I still give it to the Bears kicker, Cairo Santos, in that situation because he kicks in those type of conditions, you know, regardless of who they're playing or what time of year. Just like when Mason Crosby was in Green Bay for all those years, he knew how to play in different situations. If it comes down to a kick at the end of the game, I think if I'm a Bears fan, I feel better about my kicker than probably the Packer fans will about theirs.
And that might be, that's a great point. Because, and that comes from a guy who's seen a lot of Bears-Packers games and understands those dynamics, because that may be what gives, I think, the Bears a slight edge. That to me is as much the home field advantage as anything. We talk about the conditions and the crowd and all those things, but I think sometimes it could come down to the kicker. You know, you're going to be in the fourth quarter and you're going to need, you know, might be 5 minutes to go, might be 2 minutes to go, but you're going to need a field goal maybe to go ahead or to tie, whatever the case is. Maybe you don't want to blow an extra point. Cairo Santos is going to have an advantage just because he's been there longer and understands the wind patterns and knows exactly how to handle himself. And I think that gives the Bears a slight edge.
All right, time to make predictions, David Hall. Who you got in this game, buddy? I'm assuming you're going to pick the Bears, but I'll ask anyhow.
I am. I think it's hard to pick against the Bears right now only because the Packers have yet to win without Micah Parsons. I will remind you, at the beginning of the season, geography aside, whatever the case may be, I did pick the Packers to win the Super Bowl. That was when they had Micah Parsons. It was an asterisk. When he went out, I knew this was a different team. I think a different team shows up tomorrow night on the lakefront. I think the Bears score 23, the Packers score 21.
Oh, 23-21. All right. I mean, the one thing that we should all know, and Packer fans do, Packers need to get to 27 normally to win this season. It's a crazy number. Look at their schedule and their wins. It's pretty much 27 or more for them to win. If it's a low-scoring game, they pretty much always lose. I think the one game where they scored more than 27 was that Cowboys game where it was 40-40. But for the most part, they get to 27, they win. That's the magic number for the Packers. We'll see if they can get there. David Hall, thank you so much for coming on, man. And we'll see how this plays out tomorrow night.
Great, Sparky. Thanks for asking.